Everyone, this is Sandy Toes coming to you from Crypto Canvas Chronicles profile. We're having a little bit of trouble inviting our speakers. I've got Dear Pega with us as well as Dizzle, and I have sent some invites to them. And here is my amazing co-host as well, Chris. Let's see if I can get my speakers up here. And we'll give them a minute to come up. And thank you so much for joining us. Today is International Women's Day. This is an amazing day. There's a lot happening. And I'd like to welcome Dizzle up to the stage. And I've got Chris. I'm going to give the mic over to Chris while I send some invites and try to get Pega up here. Good morning, Chris. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. Good to hear your voice, Sandy. Hope everything's going well. Thank you to everyone for joining us. Like Sandy said, there's a little bit of technical issues. You know how spaces can be sometimes, but we're all thankful we have spaces as a platform. This has been a good platform. I've definitely enjoyed the fast track that we've had to episode 4. Can you believe it's been almost 2 months and four? This is our 4th episode. We have a good lineup today. We have Pega and Dizzle. For those that don't know, Pega is a longtime creator over on Omniflix, and she's an NFT creator on multiple platforms. She has beautiful collections. Dizzle, also very present on Omniflix and other blockchains, representative of TFM. We're going to learn a lot from him today and his take on DeFi and crypto and NFTs. Glad to see Safest here as a listener. We got Terra Spaces. We got Real RIL. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm sure it's going to be a few minutes and people will start to trickle in. Sometimes when you have these delays, people start to get the invites, and then Sandy will have to go back out and get all that back out to them and let them know we're up and running. So, Sandy, how's everything going?
Thank you so much, Chris. It is amazing to have this space and to be able to have this moment. I want to give a shout out to Terra Spaces for continuing to record these historical times. Today is another historical day. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to give the mic to Pega as soon as possible. She's connecting with us from Iran. She's an amazing rug maker. I know we don't like to get rugged in this space, but we do love Persian rugs. And these are NFTs that you could actually have turned into real-world rugs. That's the kind of rug I want. And I will translate if Pega does need my assistance. So she's had quite a following. Thank you for coming to our space today, Pega. How are you? Please unmute yourself and let us know. Happy International Women's Day as well.
Hi there. I'm so happy here you are. And what's up? How's it going?
Pega, it's amazing to have you here.
Good. Happy International Women Days. And I love you, Sandy. You bring us amazing things in cryptocurrency and encourage talented artists, especially women artists in this space. And you are great.
Thank you very much for your kind words. I'm going to just say that the success you've had is your success. So what you're doing, you know, I'd like to educate people, provide the literacy information that's out there, and the rest is up to you. So your amazing art and your dedication, I've watched you build your collection and your following. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got into NFTs to begin with? I know Iranians are super smart about crypto and the financial situation that forces us and Iranians around the world to be very dedicated to trying to find a way to have food on the table. And so with these restrictions, it is not surprising to find people from countries like Iran or Venezuela and other places where they cannot be participating in the global economics game of how we do things. So Pega, how did you get into cryptos and NFTs? Did you understand my question? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, and I understood. I think many other people join us, and then I talk about my experiences, or you can say I now talk about that.
I just want to make sure that you have a chance to tell us about yourself, what's important to you. We do have 1 hour, and it is a recorded show for those who don't get a chance to hear the beginning of it. They can go back, but in the interest of time, and we do have another speaker, I would like to get the show underway. So if you want to wait, that's fine, but I think it's wonderful to just get the show going. We've got a lot. We've got a giveaway today. So why don't you tell us about the giveaway, and then we'll have more people and we'll go from there. Tell us about your giveaway.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to talk about my experience in the join us in cryptocurrency and the story of that. At the beginning of, I want to say that cryptocurrency is an amazing world because of we have been able to connect with extraordinary and supportive individual who we haven't seen before. And I have a chance to meet a lot of amazing people like you, Sandy, because I learned many things from you, and you so many supportive, and you help other people. I like everything from you. I graduated in carpet design, and some of my work have been woven, and fortunately these rugs adorn the homes of my clients both inside and outside in Iran, and it is an amazing opportunity for me. I joined NFT space in December 2021. I started my work on Foundation, and after that, I launched my collection on OpenSea. But unfortunately, due to strict rules by OmniFlix, many Iranian artists were banned there, and we don't chance to show my show our art. Our works. Do you remember you talk about OmniFlix, and I doubt about it, but finally I accept your suggestion, and I joined the OmniFlix. I remembered I joined in the 2022 and launch first collection called Kilim Art, and it sold out less than 30 hours, and it is very good chance for me. It sold out less time, and this happening and this motivation led me to create 5 collection to that. So far, and experiences selling over 10,000 NFTs on this platform, and I think this is a great thing for me. And after that, I connected other people like Diesel, Tangle, and many other people in the ecosystem, Cosmos ecosystem, and I try to learn many things in Cosmos ecosystem. I believe there are many opportunities there, and I love Ethereum and Cosmos ecosystem, and this is main platforms or ecosystem for me. to share my works there. I pin my collaboration with Tangle, and it is a good collection or great collection that I release in OmniFelix, because we created narrative or short film of rag art that before anybody don't created them, and it is very very great things and great collaboration for me, and I have many things from Tangles, and in the end, I wanna say I have a suggestion for new artists come to or join to OmniFelix. I wanna say be patient and expand your connections. Because I have a chance can connected with other people in cryptocurrency and can and grab many opportunities there, and I think I can use them and use in my life, and love it, everything, and people around of me reflect, send me positive vibes and advice and good advices for creating or making in continue my work, my way. And especially I wanna say thank you or appreciate Sandy, you are amazing. I believe, yeah. I wish you one day become one of the top women in cryptocurrency. I believe you, because you are really or honestly try to support people. It doesn't matter men or women, and you try to bring shining things in crypto, and I believe everything you are doing, and it's I wanna say keep going, and I support you everywhere, everything if I can. I would like to see win or success, many successful women in cryptocurrency. Thank you so much for audiences and or people, friends in a space to listen my journey and my experiences.
Dear Pega, thank you so much for that wonderful invitation to your art and to your world. Well, I really was impressed with your collaboration with Tangled. That is a very historical piece, and I've watched what you talk about being patient. Yes, there are a lot of artists who may be new or who are impatient, and you know, they wonder why their work isn't selling or why isn't selling at high prices, and they're trying to find the roadway to that. And you've experienced this. I know that I can no longer go and collect your art, you know, for one atom, or a couple of dollars, the way it was 2 years ago. You've already established your collection, your following. You started from Ethereum, from Foundation, and yes, I really, really wanted you to come into OmniFlix and into the Cosmos ecosystem. Number one, because I understand the value of your art, that you're very serious, you're a great artist, and I knew that if you came into this ecosystem, others would look at you, you would be successful, and I didn't give up. So I'm really happy. I'm experiencing, you know, all of a sudden when people see your success, you've had over 10,000 flicks, you know, in one of your collections, and you've been steadily building. Like, I remember getting gifts from being a collector from your previous collection. So it's been a very educational experience for me. And for those who don't know, Pega is actively helping the Persian community figure out how to get their work on OmniFlix, because it's kind of like trying to understand Sanskrit. Okay, so Farsi has a completely different alphabet. You know, we write from right to left, and to understand English and to try to understand the technology. And even though you may be an experienced NFT artist and you've got, work on object or foundation, it is a little bit different. OmniFlix is a little bit more involved. However, the technology is smooth, and there is videos and there's assistance. There's a lot of people who are there to help you. And we've created our own Telegram, a chat group, to assist in this process of educating artists who are trying to get into the Cosmos ecosystem and get their work published or minted into this ecosystem. And you're doing a fantastic job, Pega, because you are there every day behind the scenes in Telegram, every step of the way. So while you're not out there, like some of the other members of our team with the curation team, like the Food Master or Tabassum or RIL, you may not be visibly seen as much in the social realm in that way. You are an integral part of this team. We really value what you're doing. And I couldn't be onboarding all these people by myself, because it takes a lot of effort to show everyone, what kind of wallet, how do you do this? So, that's a lot of time. You could be making your own art. You could be in spaces doing other things. So you are amazing. And if I inspired you to help the community, that's wonderful, but I think this is inside from yourself. So thank you for coming. And everyone, if you look up in the nest, we've got some posts there for you. And one of them belongs to the artwork that Pega is gifting to our amazing listeners who are here. If you go look at that, basically, if you just follow Pega, if you follow Crypto Canvas Chronicles account, and tell your friends about it and go in there and give it a like. And we will do a raffle and we will give away this beautiful work. I have one question for you. So tell us the difference between kilim and the rug. So we have two words for it. Gali, farsh, gilim.
Gilim,
farsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Farsh.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I got it. it is hard for me to explain about kilim or rugs, but kilim or rugs is the category of carpet. Carpet is the big category, and different handmade needs that is belong the carpet, and it's rugs used to. It's different. If I can I talk about Farsi and you translate in English?
Absolutely, go ahead. Absolutely, go ahead.
Yeah, Ali. در واقع یه دست بافته ای هستش که گرهدار هست، یعنی باید گره زده بشه، لایه لایه نخایی رد بشه از روی اون، و پود داره. اما گلیم پودی نداره، یعنی اینجور تفاوتش رو اینجوری بگم که قالی وقتی که گره زده میشه، بافنده باید روی اون رو قیچی بکنه تا خواب قالی یکسان بشه، ولی گلیم همچین ویژگی رو نداره. شما نیازی نیست که گره بزنید، یعنی گره دار نیست. در واقع قالی گره داره، گلیم گره دار نیست، و نوع هم طراحیش متفاوته و هم نوع بافتش متفاوته. امیدوارم درست، یعنی منظورم کامل رسونده باشم.
Thank you, Pega. Can I go ahead and translate that? Go ahead. Did you have something else you want to add before I translate? Okay, so basically the most important distinction between these two types of rugs is that one involves an actual knot, like you're making a knot and then you cut that. The other does not. So you can weave a rug without making knots and cutting through. So when you're seeing these Persian rugs, there's somebody sitting there making knots, cutting, and the number of knots you make, you know, how many times you put a string in a certain centimeter, you know, knots per centimeter, that is also the density. So the more knots there are, the more precious it is, and the type of fabrics. There's wool, silk, and cotton that they use for rugs. So that the main difference, just to, you know, so you know, one has knots, one does not. So that is the main thing, and that is a big, huge distinction in price and in quality. So the kilims tend to be thinner, and they're usually used for outside areas. You know, you throw them on benches, you take them to picnics, whereas your, you know, beautiful Persian silk rugs, you put them on the wall, or you may have the other kind you walk inside. Thank you so much, Pega. Is there anything else you would like to add before we go to our next guest today?
Thank you so much for allowing me to invitation. Thank you for inviting me and allow me to share experiences, my experiences and everything about NFT space I have before experienced. Thank you so much.
It is our honor that you have joined us today. I am so delighted that on this amazing International Women's Day, so it is not a coincidence that we have Pega as one of our main guests for International Women's Day. We do celebrate this opportunity to watch and see women being empowered. Folks, I am 56 years old. I have never had hope as much as I have today. If a woman in Iran can use her talents with art and learn blockchain technology and literacy, Pega is an example. This is the real deal. Thank you so much for being here today and for elevating our space with your beautiful art. Please stick around. We have listeners who may have questions for you, but at this moment, we are going to go over to Dizzle, our amazing NFT aggregator, social influencer. There's so many hats you wear, Dizzle. Welcome to the stage. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Sandy. GM, GN, everyone. Hey, Chris and everyone in the audience. Dizzle Social here, ambassador for TFM. And came really to talk about something that Sandy is really excited about lately, which is the NFT aggregator. Something that hasn't really been around for Cosmos. And there's so many different NFT chains available on Cosmos. So TFM provides this NFT aggregator where we pull the on-chain data and allow users one terminal where they can access all the information that they would need to make informed decisions about NFTs in one place.
That's pretty amazing. Dizzle, the first time I saw that, it's like I almost fell off my chair. So please continue.
that was my exact reaction as well. I think TFM launched the NFT aggregator early last year, and the first chain was Terra, because TFM was a team that came from Terra before the whole collapse and everything. But they kept building, and they launched the NFT aggregator. I think it was like February or March of last year, for Terra NFTs, and it was amazing. Even though at that point there really wasn't much action going on with Terra NFTs, but soon after that they extended the platform to include Stargaze, Juno, OmniFlix was also one of those first chains that was supported by TFM, which was awesome because, as a fan and a collector on OmniFlix, I was glad to see that the team recognized the value behind OmniFlix as a serious NFT marketplace in Cosmos, and included it in the NFT aggregator. And now it also includes injective NFTs as well. And if there's more marketplaces that come up in Cosmos that have a good following, the team will always look to add what will be beneficial for all the users, what the users want to see. The team always wants to deliver those things. So before today's space, before today's space earlier, I prepared that little demo, little 2 minutes, just going through some of the features of the aggregator with OmniFlix NFTs. I specifically chose tardigrades for the demo because I've noticed that most of the projects on OmniFlix are very art driven. So for these kinds of projects with artists like Pega and yourself, like rarity is not really a thing. And in the NFT world, you know, people always are looking for ranks and rarity and things like that. So just for the demo today, I chose tardigrades because they do have some rarities and ranks there, and I could demonstrate some of the features. Like one of my favorite features is deal score. And that's a very unique feature from the aggregator, which it takes into account the rarity of all the traits and the price of the NFTs. And then it filters the NFTs by the best value based on rarity and price. And that's super unique for people who are trying to like snipe, hunt, or like NFT flippers. That's a really useful tool.
Dizzle, that is pretty amazing. You're right. But I just want to say quickly, this thing about the rarity, the comparison you made, while I agree with you that this may be true while we're living, I think it's so much, I am so much more rare. Pega's art will be so much more rare because we're living things that are not going to be around. And while the collectors are at the moment presently going for these kind of rare things, I don't want other artists to be discouraged. Your art is important. And I think in the long run, we will see what happens. So Dizzle, when did you get into crypto?
Yeah. And just before I even go on there, I totally agree with you. And for projects and artists in particular, like Pega's art, I've collected Pega's art on three different chains now. I discovered her on OmniFlix. Then I collected some of her work on Tezos because I'm a big Tezos collector as well. I love generative art. I'm huge into the Tezos community as well. There's so many amazing artists there. And I've collected one of her latest pieces on Ethereum. So I'm all over the place as well. And I like supporting artists because of their amazing work, their art, their vision, and what they create. And I can appreciate that as well. The whole rarity and rank thing, I mean, that could be important for certain types of projects that we see on other chains. Like, for example, if we go over to Stargaze, for instance, you know, when we're minting there, there's a whole, some people like to flip coins and use crypto as a way to make money. Other people like to have a little bit more fun, and maybe they're in the NFT communities and in these markets, you know, they're looking at ranks and rarities and stuff like that for flipping. But we're in a whole different world here with Crypto Canvas Chronicles, all the artists that you're onboarding as well and bringing to OmniFlix. Everybody in the room right now, I've been going through a few profiles as Pega was speaking and trying to discover some new artists right now. A couple of you followed me. Thank you. And I look forward to discovering some new art. But to go back to your question, I got into crypto late 2019, early 2020. And it was all because of a friend who just kept beating me in the head about, he just discovered Bitcoin. And he went down that rabbit hole, and every day was constant messages. Every dinner were just, you know, this is life-changing money. This is going to change our lives. This is an incredible investment. This, that, and the other thing, just to the point where it was in my head so much, I just had to start reading about it and learning a little bit more. And the one significant piece of advice that that person told me at the time, because of his enthusiasm, we all kind of just brushed him aside. But one day he pulled me aside and said, look, before you even start reading about Bitcoin, how about you learn a little bit more about the dollar and how that works? And then when I went down that rabbit hole myself, I was like, okay, all in, I'm getting Bitcoin. I gotta get out of this. and I never looked back, you know, and something that you mentioned earlier about how, for example, Pega is empowered, an Iranian woman, artist that is able to create, to sell her art, to share with the world. I mean, that's my favorite thing about crypto overall, you know, not just the NFTs, but that everyone in the world can participate, that you can take part, and we can all be involved and have the freedom to do it ourselves as well, to take control, basically, is my favorite thing. You know, I'm a two-time immigrant and I'm based in Vietnam now. But even something simple like, you know, I still have some student loan debt back in the US and I have to make some monthly payments. If I go to the bank in Vietnam and make a bank transfer, I've got to take my passport, my resident card, my work contract every single month. They've got to make copies of everything. I've got to wait there for like an hour for the whole process. And then it takes like 3 to 5 days for the transfer to go through. And on top of that, the bank here takes an $18 fee. The bank in the US takes an $18 fee. That's $36 fee, you know, to send my own money. And all they're really doing is just pressing a few buttons. And how do I know? Because I can do it from home in like 10 minutes for a fraction of the fee. And it's basically the same thing, you know? So I prefer to take control. And that's why I love crypto. And I just, here we are 4 years later. And I'm working in Web3 as a part of the TFM team. I've got NFTs on 15 different chains. I get to discover amazing artists and make connections. Like Pega said, for all the artists in the room, definitely branch out, reach out to people. You know, in this space, attention is quite limited. And sticking around and just doing what you love because you're passionate about it. And then people will eventually kind of catch on. And even if it's just one person that you inspire or who loves what you do, I got to imagine from an artist's point of view that that's very satisfying.
Dizzle, are you finished? Your last word was satisfying. I don't know if you're rugged or if you just stopped talking.
I wanted to hear from you.
Oh, okay. I was getting messages that I'm losing connection, reconnecting, and it kept going down. I want to get to Pega's real quick, and then I'm going to respond to you. Please go ahead, Pega.
Hi, Dizel. How are you? I remember last year we had a short conversation. First time we have a conversation in the Discord, and he said to me, I love your work in Tezos. I bought this one, and I think the collector in Cosmos ecosystem just buy NFT in Cosmos, but I didn't know about in other ecosystem or about other platform. And I said, which one my NFT do you like? I wanna send you a gift. And he said, Dizel sent me this one. And take picture, a screen picture, send me, and he sent me today is my birthday, and I'm so excited and gift him one of my Tezos work, and I believe Dizel really supportive and really support me in a trip. Platform in Ethereum and Tezos and Omniflix, and I'm so happy to see here. And sometimes I send a message in DM and send advice to me about a project and about token and everything. When I ask, first of all, I send message to Dizel. I really always patiently answer me, and I want to say. I love you. I see you here, and I hope, wish, and success in cryptocurrency and in the aggregator at TFM.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I support your work because your work is beautiful and I see your talent, and I'm happy to collect and keep supporting you. And anyone else in the space, just like Pega said, I enjoy helping people that are new to our ecosystem or have some questions. You know, I've got a little bit of experience now under my belt from being involved in Cosmos and crypto in general for the last 4 years. So whenever anyone has any questions, I'm happy to help out if I can. And if I don't know the answer, you know, I'll try to maybe point you in the right direction or help you find the resource where you could find the answer. And that'll help me learn something new as well. So for everyone in the space, my DMs are open here on Twitter, Discord, or Telegram. My name is the same on all three platforms. So feel free to reach out. And I'm guessing that a lot of the people in the space here today might be coming if they're not already on OmniFlix. And I would say, wow, congratulations. You're early. You're early because OmniFlix is such an incredible platform. And it's not going to be very long that it kind of stays under the radar because it's amazing what they've built. And once people start utilizing a bit more than we have now, I have no doubt that we're going to build some huge communities on top of the communities we already have.
Thank you, Dizzle. I agree with you 100% about that. And now I want to respond to what you were saying. The realization of what is money and understanding the difference between currency and money. Yes, I asked you to tell us about how you got into crypto and into this space. So people come into this space from different ways, right? Sometimes artists come in because they just, you know, they're artists. This is a marketplace. They want to sell their art. They don't really understand about tokenomics or about currency or money. They just see this as a way to bring income. And then there are the hardcore crypto maxis who understand what all this means. And I'll be honest with you, Dizzle. Years ago, when I got into crypto and I read all the information about it, and I decided I need to be understanding this. I need to be in crypto. This is the future, not just for the economics, but for the freedom of the world. And like you said, this example of all these fees and late fees every month, like something happens and they give you like this $10 late fee charge or something. The DMV slapped me with a $171 late fee charge, even though I had sent everything in. But it turned out, you know, they explained all this stuff to me and I was like, okay, whatever. But in the end, they ended up giving me a refund to their credit, but it took like a long time for that to get processed. And then here we are in the crypto blockchain realm where it's like milliseconds. We've got blockchains like OmniFlix where you don't even think about gas fees, right? It's not even a dollar to, you know, to be able to send a bunch of stuff to a bunch of people. And so you bypass all that. And to be honest with you, I didn't really understand how money is made, how and what is currency, until I went through the process with OmniFlix. Because I was building with OmniFlix before their token was released. We were making our NFTs, we were building this ecosystem. And then when I watched the token drop, and then I watched the Flix token go on, you know, CoinGecko, where I could go on CoinGecko and look at it. And then there are people trading it. So I was like, oh my God, we just made money. We just made money. You know, after 2 years, it took about 2 years for the light bulb to really kind of go on and to understand how huge this is, because we made all this art and then there was StreamSwap, all these developers creating this ecosystem so we could interact, buy NFTs, trade these things. And then at the end, a whole bunch of people are like, oh my God, this place is awesome. I want my art here. I want to go trade my money here. And then people want to get that coin. And then the value went up. And then I was like, oh my God, we made money. That's how money is made. A whole bunch of people decided this has value. And then while that's happening, at the same time, and I own US dollars. I've been owning US dollars since, since we left Iran and we watched our Iranian money go to zero. And then we started, you know, trading in US. Now, currently, the United States dollar, I'm a resident, so everything's doubled. My orange juice is doubled. My gas is doubled. My electric bill is doubled. So people call that inflation. No, I call that the value of that money going down. So how you look at something is important, right? So no, that's not inflation. That's a bunch of people who are manipulating this system, giving some people have access to it, some people don't. So while I'm experiencing the squeeze in the American economy, I am watching what is happening in the blockchain realm. So yeah, this is huge. And then there are things I didn't even know were possible. Like there was no such thing as NFT aggregator. And I didn't even know what that meant. And then when I went to the site TFM, and then I saw that my fantastical animals collection has value, that people have given this ranking, and that there are people who are buying NFTs, and then they can take a loan out on these NFTs and do other things with that money or that crypto. That is very powerful. So when I saw my artwork being valued in that way, that people are building in this ecosystem, I understand. And that's why I really decided to do this program. Crypto Canvas Chronicles wants to bring literacy and education so that we can break it down, so we can understand, you know, what does NFT aggregator mean? Oh, okay, Dizzle will explain it to you. And if you didn't understand what NFT aggregator means today, that's all right. You can get into our Telegram, you can get into our Discord, you can talk to Dizzle, you can reach out to him. There is a lot of places you can get information now. Even though you have difficulty with connectivity, listen, no one has more issues with connectivity than the Iranian people. And today we have Pega, who is successful, who has collectors on several blockchains. And I know it's going to take a while, because when you are in a system where everything is negative, people have exploited you, and there is tyranny, it's really hard to understand that there is a way to find, to be empowered, to make money, to find value somewhere, and to have access to that. And currently we're experiencing that right now. I know a lot of people don't believe in NFTs. They think it's a scam. They don't understand crypto. They don't even want to talk to you about it. So like you said, Dizzle, it's very, very early. I'd like to give the mic to my host, Chris, because I know you've got a few things to share with us. It's on to you, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sandy. Hey, Dizzle. Good to see you. Good to hear your voice. Definitely interested in looking into TFM as far as an aggregator. I have used it for crypto somewhat before, but I haven't really used it for NFTs. I do have some questions for you in private, offline, about TFM as far as an NFT aggregator. Some things I just want to clear up. But I like what I'm seeing so far. Do you think that these collections and the NFT space grows in crypto in this next bull cycle, do you feel like TFM volume of usage will grow? Or do you think people still, how hard is it for TFM to get people to stop using OmniFlix directly or Stargaze directly and go to the aggregator?
It's a great question, and it's definitely something that the team, you know, would like to see, is more people coming onto the platform and using the aggregator. Right now, the aggregator is really just a useful tool for users to come and use to help them make the best decisions and to inform themselves about what's out there. Like, for example, on OmniFlix right now, if we were going through a collection, right, it's a little bit cumbersome in the sense that if there are like certain traits you're looking for specifically, like the filter options are a little bit limited. So you would go to like TFM aggregator, for example, and then filter a collection by specific trait you might be interested in acquiring. Then you can just make that purchase on OmniFlix. You wouldn't purchase that on TFM, or at least not yet. Right now, for like purchasing NFTs is for Terra. But for the other ecosystems, it's just information that pulls the on-chain data. So you can make the best decision for what you're trying to collect. So normally, like myself, I would have OmniFlix open in one tab. I have TFM aggregator on the other tab. And then I would look for what I would filter using the aggregator. Maybe I'll use the deal score to just find the best value. Maybe I want to see what was recently listed. Maybe I'm looking for a specific trait. So I'll use the TFM aggregator to find what I'm looking for. And then I'll go back to OmniFlix, locate it right away without having to like scroll endlessly, and then perform and make that purchase on OmniFlix. But hopefully we can drive more users to come and use the aggregator as a tool to help them make those purchases on the chains that they're interested in buying on.
Okay, perfect. And that's what I was curious about was whether or not the end goal is to have the actual all-in-one where your cross-chain, multi-chain, and the aggregator will allow us to purchase and view and manage. Because I do like that I can go in there and see the data and sort by market cap, especially because, you know, depending on whether you're on Stargaze or OmniFlix, sometimes they don't even have the sorting that you see here on TFM. So that's a value added in my book right off the bat.
For sure. Perhaps in the very long term, we can turn it into something like what you just mentioned, where it can just be your one-stop shop and you can make purchases. So right now, if anyone's on the aggregator, if you were to go to the Terra ecosystem to check out Terra NFTs, for Terra, there's a little bit more infrastructure built in there. So you'll notice something different on the Terra aggregator than the other ecosystems is that for Terra, you can put in collection offers. So you can put in an offer for a specific trait even. So for example, if you're someone who's into crowns for like a PFP collection, then you can specifically select crowns and then input a price that you'd be willing to pay for a crown. Then if a seller or someone who owns a crown, they can see that they can instantly sell their crown for that price that you input. TFM does do that for Terra, but it's not available for the other ecosystems at the moment. So in the long run, perhaps that's a tooling that can be rolled out for the other ecosystems as well. But for now, Terra aggregators got a few more functions that the other ecosystems don't have on the aggregator. So for like OmniFlix, Stargaze, Juno, and Injective, like there's no collection offer feature, for example.
Okay, good deal. So on the NFT drop-down menu, you have collections, activity, my NFTs, and SPY. And it looks like on SPY, you can enter a wallet address and looks like it's going to let you track. What are some of the reasons that people would want to maybe use that tool to follow specific addresses for the NFT space?
Yeah, perhaps like if you want to see the maybe you're interested in, you found an NFT that you like on sale and you're interested in acquiring more than one, you can kind of look through somebody's collection potentially and see what else they're holding. And if you're in the same communities, a lot of times you can reach out in Discord, Telegram, or even like if you scroll through my profile just the other day, I did this on Tezos, but just the other day, I noticed that on FX Hash, there was a collection in particular that I've been wanting to collect for a long time. And I saw a piece that was at a very reasonable price, you know, after all this time, and I was like, oh my God, right? So I put that in a tab. And then I went to another collection that I also wanted to collect, and I was looking around. But I went back to that piece that I was like, wow, this is a piece I really want. And I clicked on that person's wallet so I can see what else they had. And I noticed they had an amazing collection. And as I scrolled through their wallet, I noticed that they had a few other pieces on sale. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I can reach out to this person and do a package deal instead of buying the NFTs individually. Maybe if I buy two or three, that he would give me a discount or something like that. So I actually didn't have a contact information form on FX Hash or Tezos. The community is much wider there's not like one place specifically to go to, like a Discord or a Telegram. So I just posted it on Twitter with their handle. They had the same handle they use on FX Hash. And that person reached out to me like just a few hours later, and we were able to make a deal together. So that spy feature on TFM could be something very similar. You know, you found an NFT that you like, you take that wallet, put it in the spy, you can see what else they have in their collection, and then there's some potential to reach out and make a deal or something like that. Or even just track an NFT that's not on sale and kind of just keep an eye on it to see if they ever do list it.
Oh yeah. And that's what I was thinking, was the ability to track and kind of keep tabs on certain collections or certain collectors, or to use that to formulate game plans based on what other people are doing, the ability to use it for research purposes. I really like that. I'm glad we have it. And I like that it seems that it's going to be something that could lead in the future to following specific people. I would hope it'd be cool if you could follow these addresses and kind of keep them, you know, sorted all the time without having to go search for them, because there are certain addresses in crypto, you know, that I follow. I think the NFT space is no different. It'd be cool that if you could just follow them and kind of always track their activity. I know some people would say, well, that's privacy, blah, blah, blah. But really what you're doing is you're not doing it for nefarious reasons. You're doing it like if you're following your favorite trader and you want to see what his trades are like. For me, I love to follow NFT collectors and see, like, because my experience is more limited on the NFT side versus crypto, I love to follow like the power curators and see, well, what are they buying? What are they doing and why, you know? All right. So I think I might have lost Dizzle. Are you still with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
There we go. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I was going to say, like what you just said is kind of an alpha, right? Like if you can track those curated collections and see what they're picking up, you know, you can kind of keep your head in the game and kind of keep your ear on the street, sort of say. And for you, Chris, like as a creator, especially for Fight Farm, well, for all creators, maybe even just keeping track of like their top collectors, for instance. And if you ever want to reward them or anything like that. And for your collection specifically, you know, because of the whole legend card element, you know, kind of maybe being able to see who else has all the versions to be able to make a legend card and see, you know, kind of to game it in that sense, would be very interesting as well. That adds another element to your collection, being able to do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think as my game grows with those cards and the DAO, and once it becomes more of a strategy based game than just the actual betting part of the game, I do think information aggregation about what are other people doing, what are individuals doing, what are DAO treasury addresses that hold NFTs doing. So is that something that would be included if you have a DAO treasury address? Is it address agnostic as far as what type of address, or a smart contract address even?
I think that that's all good. You can do that.
Okay, perfect. And then the last thing, and then I'm going to shut up, is going to be more of a request. This is something that I think is really unique when you go outside of Cosmos in general. But like you mentioned, Tezos, I think a lot of us in here are huge Object fans. As one of the first, Hikeknuk and Object was one of the first NFT platforms that really caught my attention and got me interested in NFTs. But one of the things they do well over there is the curation, right? And Sandy has spoken a lot about this. The ability as someone who you may not have the talent per se to, or the time or the willpower to launch your own collection or to run a collection or run a game or run a DAO. But you might be someone like you, Dizzle, who you're like a power collector. And in many cases, we would call you a curator because you have an eye for NFTs, you have an eye for what's going to be hot, for what's going to be popular, for what's going to be useful. Do you think that we'll ever see, maybe not even on the platforms directly, but it seems like if TFM is this aggregator of NFT information, it seems like a good fit for you guys. And this would be a request that maybe you can run up the chain as an idea to the TFM, and maybe they've already thought about it. But building in that curation thing where you can actually be a person who curates and offers to pull together and package deals and sell NFTs for the creators. And of course, you take your cut. I think that'd be a perfect fit for TFM. And it's something I hope that they have on their radar from the NFT perspective.
That is a very interesting point. And it is something that I enjoy about Tezos and collecting on Tezos. And I will run that up the chain and see what's going on and if there's some potential to include that as well. That would be really cool. Just you talking about it, I've already kind of imagined the website and a layout and kind of how it might look like and from all the different chains and stuff like that. It's a really good idea. So thanks for bringing that up, Chris. And for everyone in the audience, if there's any suggestions after you play around a little bit or check it out, we love to hear suggestions from the users because really what we're interested in building is what the people want. So if anyone's got suggestions after using the aggregator or other tools on TFM, please, by all means, share. And not just TFM specific, but for anything, any platform that you use, like user feedback is so important. And I think that people should definitely share their experiences with platforms and creators and builders to help them build the best tools possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time today, Dizzle. I thank you for taking the moment to talk to me. I just want to say I appreciate you and everything you do. On the other side of that, I also see Pega. Thank you for coming on today. I was glad to hear much of your news and updates. And thank you both for being such powerful community members. I appreciate everything that both of you do. Sandy, back to you.
Thank you, Chris. FYI, I am using my computer to hear you, Chris, because on my phone, I'm not able to hear you. So sorry for the lag. Ditto everything Chris said. Dizzle, we went over a lot of things. We said a lot of complicated things. If you did not understand what we said today, if it sounded like word salad, that's all right. We're going to break it all down. We have our Telegram. We've got Discord. Dizzle will talk to you, you know, on post. He will refer you. Pega is here and I'm here. And that's basically what we want. Is we want you to understand what these super intelligent, bright, extremely talented people have done building these systems for us. You know, in the real world, I've run businesses. You have to go pay companies to do this kind of marketing for you, to try to get your art or whatever your, you know, product is to the world. And then here we have people like Dizzle and these kinds of NFT aggregator services that's available to artists. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to unpack. We've been here a little over an hour today. We're celebrating our fourth episode. Pega is our speaker. She's an amazing artist in Iran. She designs rug art and also designs actual real world rugs as well. Dizzle helps us understand the technology that we need for getting our art to the world and understanding that complicated crypto stuff that he just said in the past hour with us. So Chaz is here with us. I want to give a shout out to Chidima Paints. She is in Nigeria, in the beautiful continent of Africa. She is a recent mom. She's one of the artists that I said, please, you know, don't just be on OpenSea, come over to Tezos. Her art has been collected by the Tezos Foundation. And I hope that when she does have time after this first year, because, you know, the first year when you're a mother is just so intense, you're so busy. And I hope eventually she'll find time. And I know that she will also come over to the Cosmos ecosystem and join us in OmniFlix. And I see a lot of other artists who already have. Chavoyer has had quite a success with Fight Farm and doing a collaboration there. Grateful to Fight Farm for including that. And my dear Nazita, she actually weaves rugs. So we've got different levels of some beautiful art. Pega Designs and has been involved in the NFT space. Nazita is a little bit newer on the scene, in the NFT scene, but I recognized her talent and I said, oh my gosh. So she's going to come join us in Omniflix with her own collection, but she's already making art, and we're going to be gifting stamps to our speakers. That is something in the works. And Dizzle, you're going to get a special present from us that is going to be designed by beautiful rug maker in Iran, Nazita. Fatime, another amazing artist. I see Ardavan. He's an amazing musician. He's in the process of getting his art on the blockchain in Omniflix. The Food Master has been collecting a lot of art already. She's joined our curation team. Official shout out and welcome to her. And I see HOPC, Paymon. He's also coming on chain, Omniflix. I want to congratulate Farnaz Pishro. She's got not just her art, she's already sold her artwork on the Omniflix blockchain. She's also an amazing artist on other blockchains who's joined us recently. And she started her TV channel. There is so much happening. Gilda, congratulations to you with your art. And I've got Pig Test City up here, all these new artists. And I also want to give the mic to Chaz for a moment, because this is one of my curators. Chaz has had a tremendous success in his own artwork, and he's taken the time to be with us today. Chaz, say hello, and how have you been? Welcome to our show as well. Do you have any questions for our speakers?
No, I just wanted to come up and say hi. I'm still waking up and like doing my usual morning routines and whatnot. So just coming up to say hi. It's still early for me, so. My brain is not quite online, though I have collected a couple of pieces for the vault this morning already. So,
I saw that. Let me cut that off. Chaz, sorry, I'm going to mute you for a second. I'm not able to hear you again through my phone, so I'm using my computer. I did see your recent collection this morning. You're back at it. The wallets are full. The curators have received their allocation for the month. So we've got Ethereum, Tezos, Omniflix, actually any NFT in the Cosmos ecosystem. So our curators, if they see you got something, we're collecting. And also Polygon. We have vaults on these blockchains. And I've got a huge collection of Tezos and Ethereum. And just to let you know, this is going to be separate from my personal wealth. So Crypto Canvas Chronicles, everything that's going to go in there is eventually going to be donated to an organization. It's not something that's going to be inherited by my son. This is something that I want to leave as a legacy to continue building, and kind of like a vault, a museum, so that it'll just go on and on and on. And that is what I decided to do with Crypto Canvas Chronicles. So I actually have two wallets. So artists can be happy, and a lot of them have experienced it with our curators, because we see something, there's additions. We grab one for the vault and we grab one for our personal wallet. I've seen Chaz do that. I've seen other creators do that. So we are the change that we want to see. And I'd like to give the mic to Farnaz. She's been waiting for a moment. Did you want to say hello and introduce yourself? Welcome to our show. Farnaz John, Sedai Manodori.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Join us if you can.
Hello. Hello. I'm Farnaz. I'm very, very enthusiastic to be here among you. My English is not very good. I am in France. I can speak French, but in my English. I try to introduce me. I am physical artist. I work by multimedium. I work by watercolors, by colors pencil, by oil pastel or dry pastel. I mix different medium for create my artworks. And I am in object in foundation, and actually I since 2 days I come in Omniflix. I want to thanks very, very much Pega and Sandy for your help for come here, because I find Omniflix very, very good, very enthusiastic because I can share my video about how I create my artwork. And it is very, very good for me. If you have other question, I am here.
Thank you so much, Farnaz. I'm so glad you joined us. Congratulations on becoming a creator in the Cosmos ecosystem with Omniflix. You're an amazing artist. We've already collected some of your work on Tezos as well as the Omniflix blockchain for our vaults. And dear listeners, I apologize. I'm going back and forth between my computer and my phone because I can only hear through my computer, so I apologize for that. And I do want to thank our guests for coming today. Chaz, I want to congratulate you on what you've been doing. Your art is amazing. Please pin up your favorite. I love that big city scene that you're doing. Pin that up in the space. And listeners, please put your artwork in the bubble in the bottom so our curators can see it. And I'm going to mute myself and give Farnaz a chance. Farnaz, please go ahead. Farnaz, go ahead and unmute yourself. You have your hand raised. Farnaz, join the family.
Can I pin my artwork here?
Yes, please go ahead and pin your artwork.
Yes. I search my artwork.
I did pin up your Omniflix and there it is. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Farnaz. And I'd like to also give a chance to Gilda to say hello to us. She's a recent addition to the Cosmos ecosystem. Hello, Gilda. How are you? And please unmute yourself.
Hello, Sandy. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chronic. Hello, everybody who are here. Nice to meet you. Yes, I'm new on this platform. When saw your space, I thought to join and I think I should say something about myself, my art style, and yes, I'm a physical artist, traditional artist. About 6 years ago, I taught this art style, taught self. About my art style, I use the thinner colors and acrylic colors. Sometimes I use watercolors for create my art. All of my arts are about women, their problems, their rights. And yesterday, I created a tweet about part of my journey. And yes, I created some things about women. And if you check my tweet, maybe you like this journey because I say some things about women's on different society with different problems. Some of my arts animated and some of them know about Omniflix. I created art about women and I tried that have a happy art for a start. I created this art with use acrylic colors. And about description, it's I so like that read it for you. Let women gracefully enter the realm of their aspiration with strength and inspiration. Tread the path of progress, embrace their growth. Holler so that their brilliance may illuminate the world. Yes, because this is the first time I speak with you, I'm so excited. And nice to meet you.
Thank you, Gilda. We're so glad you went through the process of coming to OmniFlix. We celebrate all blockchains. I know everyone's really excited to come because we are trying to promote, you know, these different places where you can go. But today we seem to have a lot of artists who are excited. They're here joining us with OmniFlix. I wish you the best. Friends, please check out the art of Gilda. This is amazing, and it's a one-on-one. So we have different price points in OmniFlix. There are, you know, when you're getting a one-on-one, an actual physical job that's been done, that's different than some of the AI created artwork that may not take 3 months to put together or 4 months. It's a little bit different. The pricing's different, and I encourage everyone to check out this art. I'd like to also say thank you to our new friend, Pictez City. Do you have our voice? Do you want to say hello? Please unmute yourself. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Congratulations to on Women's Day, and congratulations to Pega for amazing collection. And hello, Sandy and all of my friends in this space. I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for the for you and your friends for helped me and my friend in this amazing website. And I don't have a lot of experience with this ecosystem of Cosmos, but I have a lot of faith in Sandy, and I'm sure it will be where it's happy to be my friend in the future. I saw beautiful art, and I had some feeling, same feeling. But anyway, for those of us who have been on other websites like Object Foundation or Create for a long time, it takes some time to be able to communicate with and get used to everything. This is natural things when everyone enters a new system. In the end, I wish you the best and progress, and thank you for your help and support of our friend and me. I else to mint it in this website. I got positive vibe in this Cosmos Discord and Telegram group, and I had a good feeling from the members of this website, and this is a very good feeling for me, and I hope they like it too. Thank you for giving me a mic. If you let me, I pin my first artwork in Cosmos.
I've already gone ahead and pinned your second one up there, Child Lost in Nature. I just purchased the first one. It is beautiful. And I love the way you wrote OmniFlix into the stars. Friends, it's less than 300 flicks to get this second one, Visual Poetry. Please check out the art of our amazing friend who's with us today. Thank you for coming today. And beauty is only 222 flicks. So check out the art of Pick, and I've already collected the first one. Chris, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. I'm so happy to see, Sandy, that all the work that you've done outside of Cosmos is really beginning to pay off. We're starting to see really good artists and creators come to OmniFlix. I can't put into words. Sandy and I and multiple people in the space have been having this conversation for so long, and that's what we want. Like Dizzle said, I think OmniFlix is an undiscovered gem as far as a network and a platform. Of course, we are platform agnostic. We're multi-chain maximalist. We're not maximalist of any specific blockchain, but I think a lot of us do enjoy OmniFlix and we want to see it grow. One suggestion that I would tell to Pishro and Gilda is when you go to the collections page, you'll see that yours is listed under all and it's not listed as curated yet. So in order to get some more eyeballs on you, a lot of times they may curate you automatically. But if you want to see your art on that main collections page, utilize Discord and reach out to the team. RJ can actually go through. I'll drop him a message anytime I drop something new like this, especially when it's a new collection. And he should be able to curate you and get you moved out of all and onto the main collections tab. Because as Sandy was talking to both of you, I began looking for your collections and I noticed they weren't under curated. But if I go to all, I can see them there. So that's just a word of advice to most people. If you're new, there is kind of a manual curation process that you might have to jump through to kind of get some more eyeballs on your collection.
Thank you, Chris. One more thing that's really important. Please go to your description and add your Twitter handle in there. So as if there are collectors on OmniFlix and they're looking at this, so if I'm looking at visual poetry and I want to see who's this artist, I don't know who that is. So pick, this is part of something that you can go. Please go and put in your Twitter handle and Gilda, HOPC, Farnaz, everyone, make sure you put your Twitter handle in that. I see a hand up from Farnaz, and I saw a sad face, HOPC. Just, I'll be right with you. Go ahead,
yes, Farnaz. Yes, dear Sandy, can you translate in Farsi what did Chris about my collection? Because I didn't understand very well. Thanks.
I'd be happy to translate. Farnaz jan, اولاً که ایشون خیلی از کار شما خوششون اومد و ایشون گفتن که شما وقتی که کلکشن میزنین برین به OmniFlix تیم بگین که اینو کیوریت بکنن. توی مارکت پلیس there is curated collection and there is not curated. You want to have your work in the curated collection. یه مسیج بفرستین یا از تلگرام یا از دیسکورد یا به خود من. And so that is one of the important things. اسم تویتر هندلتونم توی کلکشناتون همیشه بزن. If you have more questions, I'd be happy to help you behind the scenes. We are coming up on our hour and a half. I want to give a minute to HOPC to introduce himself. He is also a new artist. So I'd like to give a quick minute and welcome him. Thank you so much. Please unmute yourself. Go ahead.
The first one, GM to everyone. And the second one, I want to say congratulations to the all of the beast and legend woman, because today is the International Women Days. And the last time, I want to say thank you so much for the Sandy and Chris at OmniFlix Marketplace for the making the great and lovely marketplace, for showing the art and artists to world. And I hope one day I can minting my art to this marketplace, because I have many problems with my PC for the minting. But I'm so happy to come in your community, and I hope one day I can do my best for this community. Thank you so much, Sandy, for giving me the mic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know what? Some people come for the crypto and they stay for the art. I came for the crypto and I stayed for the art. Some people come for the art and they stay for the crypto. And that's what's really going on. So a lot of you amazing, lovely artists don't understand about the glory of the Cosmos ecosystem or blockchain in general, about staking, DeFi, and all these amazing things that are going on. And a lot of other people who understand all the tokenomics, they know how to read those graphs, they know how to position themselves. They come here and they fall in love with Pega's art, with Gilda's art, with RIL, with the Food Master, with Farnaz, and they stay for the art. So this is an amazing time. I do want to end the space. We've come up to an hour and a half, and I'd like to give a chance to everyone who's up on the stage to say their last few words before we end. Please, Chaz, go ahead.
I just created my first curation on object. So I just did I created a new curation page for all the stuff that I'm curating for us for the Chronicle, Canvas Chronicles. Let me I'm gonna throw the link down. I haven't made a post about it yet. I gotta figure out how to do it. I wanna do that. But I will throw it down in the bubble and see if I can get this link to copy over it. No, it's being a jerk. I'll have a post of it later on today. But if you go to my object, you'll find, and you go to my curations page, you will find a curation page on there for all the pieces that I've created that I've curated for the Canvas Chronicle so far. It's over there. It's live. Just want to say that.
Thank you for bringing that up, Chaz. Thank you. That's such an important point. Yes, there's a lot of ways you can find out what we're collecting. So Chaz is going to make a curation page for Crypto Canvas Chronicles that's going to feature all the work he's collected for our vault. Tabasom has already done this. If you go to Tabasom's object page, you will see all the work that she's been collecting from the end of January, February, and to today. And so we will all be doing that, including myself. I haven't done that yet. I'm a little bit behind. And I'd like to also mention to everyone, there's going to be a really amazing video that's going to feature what we've already been curating. So Chaz, Tabasom, myself, RIL, there's a really beautiful video. It's going to go on OmniFlix TV. So even if you don't have a wallet, you can still go watch it. But if you do have a wallet, please give us a tip. That tip gets divided between the people who work hard to make these videos, such as RIL, and we have an assistant behind the scenes that you have not met. She does my translations, and she makes videos. She is a professional. And that is a very important point. So yeah, we're going to promote the artist several ways. We're going to tweet about their work. When Chaz makes a post about the work he created, Crypto Canvas Museum will retweet that. We will make a video about it. We will talk about it in spaces so that we can bring your art to everyone and get you more collectors to see what's going on. And HOPC, thank you so much also for coming up. I want to give the mic to our first speaker, Pega, and then we'll go to Dizzle. Pega, do you have any last words or advice for us before we leave the show? Pega, are you with us? Do you have our voice?
Do you have our voice?
Yeah, I'm here. My advice for new artists in OmniFlix, first of all, is be patient and try to connect, making a community or connection with other people in OmniFlix and in Cosmos ecosystem, because I believe there are many opportunities there, and you can grab them and use in your life in IRL and in crypto. I use them and try to connect other people, because when I launch or release my last collection, Cosmos Carpet, I could connection with founder of many networks in Cosmos ecosystem. Yeah, I believe the artists need to make a friendship, a real friendship with other people in Cosmos ecosystem, and patient, and try to make and create art and share them, and use them everything.
Thank you, Pega. Patience is important. And I think you're among friends. And if you're coming to these spaces, if you're going around to the different Telegram groups and just, you know, using hashtags, you will get noticed. And thanks so much, Pega. Happy International Women's Day. It's been such a pleasure to have you with us on this show. And I'd like to give the mic to Dizzle first, and then I'll go over to Pick. Dizzle, please go ahead and unmute yourself. Do you have any last word advice for us for the show? And thanks for coming today.
Appreciate the invitation, Sandy and Chris. I really enjoyed being here with you guys.
Maybe we'll come back to Dizzle. Let me go over to Pick and give you a chance to ask a question. Please go ahead, Pick.
Hello again. I think my first NFT was sold, and I don't know who by my NFT, but I'm so appreciative to all of you, and thank you so much for collecting, for support, and like my art, and it's valuable, and I try my best in this website. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes, your first piece was collected for the Crypto Canvas Chronicles Vault on OmniFlix. It is a pleasure and an honor to collect your first work. So collectors, you know, we're going to be doing that when we get these new first Genesis pieces. We're going to want to jump on that. So please keep an eye out and support our artists.
Hey, Sandy, can you hear Dizzle when he speaks?
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, so I hear Dizzle. I'm not sure that Sandy had heard you earlier when she switched over to Pick. But Sandy, are you there?
Yeah, I just DM'd.
Yes, I'm here. Of course, I couldn't hear anybody. So, okay, I'm going to mute myself and give Dizzle a chance to say goodbye again. Sorry. Sorry, Dizzle. Please go ahead.
I really appreciate the invitation, Sandy and Chris. I really enjoyed being on the show with you guys here among all the new artists and friends from the ecosystem, giving me a chance to talk about TFM Aggregator. So I hope some of the people in the audience have a chance to use it. And as I mentioned earlier, if anyone has any questions navigating not only through OmniFlix, but just anywhere around Cosmos, because it's so easy to move around and participate in so many platforms and protocols around Cosmos. My DMs always open, Twitter, Discord, Telegram. My name is the same on all the platforms. And I'm happy to take the time, talk, answer questions, and discover new things together. And I hope that I have a chance to be on the show again in the future with you guys. This is really cool.
Awesome. Thank you for coming, Dizzle, Sandy.
Thank you, Dizzle. I heard you this time through my computer. I definitely do want you to come back, because we covered a lot of things today about what is NFT Aggregator. It was very involved. And after this show, we're going to break this down again in our Telegram group, and we definitely want you to come back, because the next time you come back, we're going to have a lot more questions for you. Thanks for being with us. Chris, did you get a chance to say goodbye before we leave? Because I think I'm going to wrap up the show in just a minute.
Awesome. Thank you, Sandy. No, I have not had a chance to say goodbye, but guys, thank you for coming. Thank you to our guests. And just so you know, not only are we going to have NFT guests, I'm going to begin working on a lineup for DeFi guests. But one thing I would like to say is, if you are interested in having maybe a 2 to 4 hour segment, maybe on a Zoom, and you want to learn more about Leap Wallet, Kepler Wallet, how you use those wallets on OmniFlix, and also how to use those wallets to utilize DEXs and exchanges and learn how to do staking, please send me a message. Please send Sandy a message. I'm going to begin to coordinate with Sandy. I think Zoom would be an excellent platform to host that, but I do want to make sure that our friends over in Iran and different places around the world would have access to that. I think it would be a huge benefit to you as new users, and we can help teach you more about DeFi and staking and all the things that you want to do as you begin your journey here in Cosmos. Sandy, back to you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. And that is one of the main reasons I decided that having you as my co-host through these series is important, because you understand about the tokenomics, about all these other parts of crypto that's not art related. And as our artists become more and more entrenched in the blockchain technology, they need proper information, because there's airdrops. Pega already knows. Pega is super crypto savvy. She tells me, I know, have you done this, Sandy? Don't miss. And so I get invitations from Pega. So not one person can know everything, but there are a lot of people who are very active every day and understand what's going on. And we want to just give you the summary of the important things that you need to be aware of and the opportunities for you to increase your crypto bags. So thank you so much, Chris, for doing this. And we are going to dedicate, I'll speak with the Persian community to see if it's Discord or Zoom or what works better. But we're definitely going to do this. We want to teach you how to utilize your wallets. And yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I am claiming my staking rewards every day. And these are things that everybody else can learn. Please go ahead, Chris.
Sandy, so one thing I would say is I'm very open to Discord. I do use it. I do use it for screen sharing, and that would be a possibility. But if you will do me one favor, ask them if they have access to Zoom, have them test it with you. The reason I'm suggesting Zoom over Discord is one of the really cool features that we have on Zoom is we can have translated captions. It's good that you can go back and stop and translate from English to Farsi or Persian. But one cool thing about Zoom is as I'm talking, as I'm going through the things on the desktop, it'll actually pop up a caption and translate everything I'm saying into their native language. That would really help them get a better grasp and understanding to make sure they don't miss any details. So hopefully that'll work out. If it doesn't, then we'll work around those technical issues and maybe we'll have to go with Discord. But that is one thing I want you to run by that community, because I think once you see it, Sandy, you'll realize the value added and having that constantly translating for them so you don't have to do all the work there.
Thank you. I actually didn't know about the translation feature on Zoom. Thanks for educating me about that. I think most people do have access to that. We definitely will look into that. So it sounds like Zoom will be the way. And so whether you're interested in art or whether you're interested in learning about crypto, we're going to bring you this information. And that's what this show is about. And we will bring you informed guests and amazing artists every other week. And in between that, we will plan programs to help you. So follow us, learn about how to curate. What is curation? What is staking? And there is no hurry. Don't feel like you have to hurry about anything.
Because you're never going to catch up with everything that's going on.
So just enjoy this process. We're so happy to be with you in this community. And one last thing, the Persian New Year is coming up. The first day of spring is coming up. And Omniflix is actually planning some pretty cool campaigns. And I'm personally planning a very special drop collection collaboration with amazing artist Sepide. She's in Iran. And together, we're going to bring you this amazing, beautiful collaboration that's going to drop on Omniflix. And the collectors of this are going to receive gifts. So it's going to be giving you gifts right away. And Sepide is super well known. And I can't wait for you to see this collection. Persian New Year is exciting. I'm sorry if I didn't get a chance to accept your requests. Please join us again. We definitely want to hear from you. We've been here about an hour and 45 minutes. And I think, Chaz, did you get a chance to say goodbye? I didn't know if I gave you the mic for that.
Yeah, you did. I just mentioned that I started my curation on Object.
That's right. We started with you. My goodness. We'll be here all day if I just keep going around saying goodbye. So with that said, I'm going to play a song for you to end this program, because today is International Women's Day. And one of my favorite artists who is no longer with us in this realm, but her music is with us. And that's what's so great about art, is no matter what happens, even if we're not here, there will always be people who celebrate our art. And thank you, NJ, for coming. I hope we will hear from you next time. Thank you, dear guests. Happy International Women's Day. Hoda Hafez, and this is Whitney Houston, and I'm Every Woman. Please enjoy. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.